God cares. Judges 10:15 through 18.
This is Daily Bible Radio. Join me, Troy Taft, as we study the Bible verse by verse.
The children of Israel said to Yahweh, "We have sinned. Do to us whatever seems good to you. Only deliver us, please, today." They put away the foreign gods from among them and served Yahweh, and his soul was grieved for the misery of Israel. Then the children of Ammon were gathered together and encamped in Gilead. The children of Israel assembled themselves together and encamped in Mizpah. The people, the princes of Gilead, said to one another, "Who is the man who will begin to fight against the children of Ammon? He shall be head over all the inhabitants of Gilead." God is not under any obligation to take us back after we have sinned, just because we decide to change. The law is clear that anyone who sins is supposed to die. The fact that the entire human race wasn't destroyed when Adam and Eve sinned was a sign of the mercy of God. The same thing happened when God almost destroyed the entire human race in the flood of Noah's day. Again, God had mercy as he saved Noah and his family. What an amazing thing it is that the mercy of God overcomes justice, but we should never forget that this mercy comes at a cost to God himself. There would not have been a way for God to be just and merciful at the same time had he not determined to take his own punishment on himself. The fact is, God really cares. Israel deserved to get what they got because they went after other gods and ignored the only true one. It was only right that they suffer and die off. But God's soul was grieved for the misery of Israel. God doesn't like it when his people suffer. That goes for both Christians and Jews even today, because the Bible also says that God doesn't change. That's one reason that we should be careful about how we treat the Jewish nation. God knows when they suffer, even if they haven't been doing what is right. Thankfully, that same thing is true for us. God loves it when we turn away from our evil and turn back to him. So Israel threw away their idols and gathered together in order to fight against Ammon, as they should have done a long time ago.
I'm Troy Taft. This is Daily Bible Radio.